All right, and we're back.
What is it? Back to the 80s this week?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You turned my microwave my microwave down.
Turned your microwave down?
My microphone down.
Is that better?
No. It's all goofy again. It was fine a minute ago.
I didn't touch it.
All right. You were jamming out to She Blinded
Me with
Science.
I can turn your headphones up a little bit.
Maybe that might work.
Is that better? I was jamming out to Science. Yes, I was. Yeah, we had some, I had to turn my mixer off and turn it back on and reboot my computers, and I think we got everything settled.
I think that's better. That's, there we go. That's better. What did something happen?
You got to shorten your headphones or something, because everything's fine over here. All right.
Where are we?
We're going to take some calls today.
We are.
Yeah.
What's today? Thursday.
Thursday. And so we'll do that.
We made it to Thursday.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
And today on the show, I already told you, it's you. You're the star of the show today. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Have a seat. Take shoes off.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Two Blind Squirrels at night. Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. One that matters so much.
Ow, yeah. Broadcasting live under the radar. The FCC pirated waves coming at you internationally without any permission from any government agency whatsoever. They're coming after the talk radio people.
What?
They're coming after the talk radio
people. It's not just me. I'm glad to know. Okay.
They're coming after the talk radio people.
Who, you mean like on the radio?
The
podcast?
No, the government. They're the FCC wanting to open up the fairness doctrine and attack the podcast people, the radio, talk radio and Christian radio and conservative radio and all that.
Why?
Because they said it's not fair that it's only one side, that you know, it's like 1,000 radio stations in America broadcasting only one side of the issue.
Have they not heard of CNN? I'm just checking.
Just checking.
It began as the Clinton News Network.
You know what your problem is?
What?
Your microphone's backwards.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with it. Other way. Turn it the other way.
Well, you messed around. That's so much better.
I'm sitting there looking at it. Wow, that label's pointing towards me.
Well, I didn't even realize it. Oh, that's so much better. Thank you.
There we go.
It's driving me crazy.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Okay.
You messed around with it, and see?
Ah, see?
You didn't put it back on, right?
No, sorry.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, CNN. Yeah, they're not fair and balanced.
Well, I don't want to get into all that.
I'm sorry, did I offend somebody?
I'm not going down the political road with anybody.
I'm not getting down the political road. I'm just saying, there's all kinds of left-wing stuff that's not fair.
The media,
balanced either.
Well,
but that's okay.
I don't know. I'm not getting into debate to do that. I'm just reporting to you that they're coming after talk radio.
Okay.
That the FCC is after them.
Alrighty.
To be more fair and balanced and all that kind of stuff.
Whatever.
And I'm telling you, we're podcasting 5 days a week around the globe without the permission of the FCC. and nothing is going to change that except them threatening to send me to jail. So, hey, listen, hey, look what I got in the mail today. I got my official renewal for my ministerial license.
Oh, yes.
That's right. I am a qualified.
You are renewed.
I'm renewed and qualified. Here's my little card. It says I'm official.
You hear that? Yeah. It's this card. Hey, I hear gold.
I can minister to people and counsel and marry, and I think I can even like bury and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I hear that now's the time to buy gold. And like trade your gold in and all that.
Buying any gold? Hello?
See, you thought it was my problem, and you're still having a problem. I'm much better now. All's good with me.
My microphone just about had it.
Okay,
I'm afraid.
You talked it out.
I talked my microphone to death.
Okay. What
hey,
am I saying?
Dare
gold.
Any other podcaster out there to talk their microphone to death. This is the show. This is it. This is. I've got to get that clip from Dave and Jen. They call us the A-Team.
The A-Team?
Yeah, the A-Team of podcasting.
Why?
Because they call themselves the B-Team.
Oh, that's funny.
Because they think by being the underdog, you know, that they're going to...
Oh, that they're going to...
Yeah, they're going to get in there, and we're going to get an overkill on us. You see, they're trying to, I'm on to their game. Uh-huh. I'm on to their game.
We know.
Their podcast is just as good as ours, but they're trying to hedge.
At least their microphones work. Maybe they have better quality equipment.
Maybe.
I was trying to tell
these are
you.
Good AKG.
I know. I bought these for you.
You bought one of them. I bought the other one.
And they're expensive. I remember when I bought them. I thought, good grief. This is a hobby.
It's not a hobby. It's a ministry.
Yeah. Well, it started out
time,
as a hobby.
It was a hobby.
Okay.
That's how much you love me, though.
So if you have gold, right?
I don't have any gold. I have a gold wedding ring.
No, you don't. It's platinum.
No. I got no gold.
I don't. Well, I used to, but I only wear like platinum and sterling silver and that kind of stuff.
Gold doesn't look that good on you.
Well, I know.
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't wear it. But I mean, there are other people who wear gold. My mom went in and took in a bunch of gold and made some money.
Good.
I'm just saying.
Gold.
Now's the time.
Buy gold.
High dollar.
Everybody buy gold.
Buy gold and sell it.
Dave's got more. Dave Avila's got more. Avila. Is it Avila?
Avila.
He always corrects me. Dave Avila has more gold in his teeth.
What? Why does he have gold in his teeth?
Than I have in my jewelry box.
What? You don't have a jewelry box. You have a watch box.
I don't think Dave's got any teeth, so we're even.
What?
What? He's got grills, man. He's got grills.
What?
Yeah.
He does not. I've seen a picture of
grills.
Him.
He's got big grills with diamonds.
He does not.
Does too. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You haven't seen a picture of him lately. It's a new thing.
Uh-huh. I'm sure.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure Jen would love that.
That's the DaveAndJenShow.com.
You got a dish. I cool.
So then we were talking about. Remember everybody was giving me a hard time for saying that Jose Torres was from Mexico?
Yeah. No, you mean Jose said?
What'd I say?
Everybody.
Oh, well, anyway.
He gave you a hard time.
It wasn't just him.
Oh.
And so, and I said, well, maybe he was from France or something. He never told me where he was from, first of all. Okay. So that's first. Of course, I haven't listened to the last couple of his shows. I'm swamped. And I'm behind on my podcasting. But anyway, the fact is, he's never actually told me where he's from.
Okay.
I'm also behind on all my calls, so he may have called in. Let me start over. I don't know where he's from.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But in a side note to that story, I found out today the number one radio station in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Spanish station.
Really?
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yep. Finally beat out.
Why does that have anything to do with Jose?
It was because I told you everybody around me speaks Spanglish. Everybody around me is from Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So it was a natural assumption that I hear a Latino accent and think Mexico.
Right. Definitely, because we're from Texas. Yeah,
we're from Texas. If you speak Spanish, you're from Mexico.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even call it Spanish. I call it Mexican. If you speak Mexican, you're from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to catch
my... Your poor microphone.
You know what? This is God's way of telling me to shut up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's listen to the callers then.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Chris from the Jesus Geek. How are you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, Chris.
So, Brad, I've been doing some thinking about this tolerance seminar or whatever they have you do. And
I stopped it. I meant to pause it. I might have to start all over again.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Chris from the Jesus Geek.
Yeah,
how you guys doing?
Yeah.
So, Brad,
I was going to say he didn't say where he was from. It's JesusGeeks.com. Mm-hmm. It's a great show he does with Cliff, two guys. And they talk a lot about sci-fi television shows, and they throw a lot of scripture and spiritual ideas in there, too. It's a really good show.
Had they talked about the Terminator that came out on Friday?
I haven't listened to their show. Yet? They always do, and I'm sure they did, but I haven't listened to it.
Okay. What?
I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know what they said. I know some people were disappointed in the show. Dave, for one.
Why?
Said he was disappointed in the show. He said, well, did we really need an hour on that? And I'm like, it was great. That was character. That was the best
character building
show they've done since the first one.
Remember that one? What was that character building one that we really liked?
I don't remember.
It was about her, about the robot.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Time and all that.
Yeah.
And that she was captured
when she was when she was a person. Yeah.
And so yeah, it was great because not Derek, but the other guy, Reese, the brother,
her husband. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Reese. Yeah.
Well, it's his last name. They're both Reese.
What?
That's what made it so cool. They're both Reese. They're brothers.
Yeah.
It's Derek and...
Oh, yeah. Is it John?
No, it wasn't John. Anyway, the fact is that... So he's in the show, and he's... Big spoiler if you watch the show. I'm fixing to talk about it. But anyway, so he's in the show because she's hurt, and she's hallucinating him or imagining him. And so she's talking to him, and the doctor that she's got there is like, oh, is that the dad? Yeah, yeah. And... anyway, so he's like calling out to her in pain and everything, but she's calling out the name Reese,
mm-hmm.
and just Reese. But she's meaning the dad. But then the brother shows up, mm-hmm. and she calls him Reese because his last name is Reese too.
Right.
So that was great. And then the other interesting part was I can't remember the FBI agent's name. All these names jumped out of my head.
Oh.
Anyway, when he came in and taught John Henry about God, and we were made in the image of God.
You have to hear the redhead say, Mr. I can't hear him say it.
Hamilton anyway, or something like that.
I like John Henry now. He used to be creepy, but now I like him.
Well, Cromarty. He's probably going to get creepy again.
Cromarty.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because... he's trying to teach him ethics, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure what she's doing.
I can't figure out what she's doing at all. She blew up all the evidence.
Okay, so we got to tell everybody who she is. She is another robot,
but she's more advanced.
She's the more advanced one, but she's going back in time and establishing this robot. Evidently, trying to there's two theories. Either she's trying to repair what the freedom fighters are doing, mm-hmm. because the freedom fighters are going back trying to change time and keep them from developing this thing.
Right.
And she's either going back and counteracting that. And continuing to develop Skynet so she will exist in the future. Or my theory is she's trying to develop Cromarty to have a conscience so it never goes to war. So that they still exist, but they exist coherently.
Together.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't think she's good because she kills everybody. But she doesn't kill her own daughter, which is interesting. She's left her daughter alive.
It's not her daughter. Well, it's the person's daughter whose body she took.
And she hasn't killed really anybody good.
Well, I guess.
But the psychiatrist died, but he didn't really die. He
Cromarty
died.
Cromarty did that, didn't he?
No, John Henry did.
Oh, that's right.
But he didn't.
Cromarty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I thought it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was very good. I like it when they slow down and take their time and develop the characters and take a whole show to do one thing like that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I feel like I'm getting more than if you skip and try to fit. Way more action scenes in, and they don't need to be.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
But that's me. I'm getting older.
Are we going to listen to him?
Who?
Chris.
Who? Chris who?
Yeah, I've been doing some thinking about this tolerance seminar or whatever they have you do and make sure you don't make any decisions on anything, even remotely important. If you want to take what they want you to do to the logical extreme of never making any decisions based on race or gender or stuff like that, next time you have to use the bathroom, just go to the one that's closest to you. And when you get yelled at for going in the women's bathroom, you can say, hey, I just made a decision and I did not let gender influence my decision.
That's pretty good.
Very good point.
I like that.
Which does take my thought process to the natural conclusion.
Yes, at Bible study today, they were talking about one of the ladies. They had a convention this weekend, and one of the ladies accidentally went into the men's bathroom. And this man was standing there, blow his nose, and she's like, "Ooh, thank you, Lord, that nobody was, you know." And so she turned around and she ran back. She said, "I didn't even go to the bathroom because I was afraid that he'd come out and then he'd see me again." And so she ran back into the conference. Anyway, so then that spurred stories about going into the wrong bathroom. So
done that.
The lady, one of the girls, said she went into the wrong bathroom. And she looked down and there's all these shoes. And she's like... and she realized I have red toenails sticking out of my shoes, and she jumped up on top of the potty and stayed there until after. She was like, she had to wait forever because men kept coming in and coming. She said, "Men make noises in the bathroom women don't make."
Yeah.
She was mortified, embarrassed. She said I was in there forever. Oh, it was funny. And then another time, another girl said that she, some guy was talking. They're talking, and so she went, I agree with you. She made herself sound like a man. So what'd she talk about?
In the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, man. Because he didn't know it was a girl who was next to him. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't talk in the bathroom.
Well, apparently he talked to her. Thought it was a he. And she went, I agree. That's right.
Well, what kind of bathroom she was in? We don't talk in the bathroom. There's only one thing acceptable to say in the bathroom, and that is, a little help, please.
I would have not.
That's because if you need toilet paper.
Oh, I would not be embarrassed, I don't think, if I went into the... I use the men's bathroom. If the women's bathroom is used, like there's in the you know, in the gas station or whatever, I would use men's bathroom. I don't care. Whatever. And everybody's like, but that's the men's room. So? It's got the same stuff in it as the girls. It's just not as clean. That's all. It works. And I'm not standing here where there's an empty bathroom. Sorry.
Okay.
It's just this way it is.
When I worked at Kmart, the men's bathroom was always cleaner than the women's.
At Kmart? That's the only place ever. You said that the men's bathroom is always nasty wherever you go.
It is.
Why was it cleaner at Kmart? Because you cleaned it?
I guess so. No, I'm just saying at the end of the day, the women's restroom is always nastier than the men's.
Huh. But maybe nobody used it.
I don't know.
That's strange.
I did that once. It was when I first started working at Verizon, and I was a contractor there. Verizon at the time. It was GTE. Uh-huh. And then I was going to the restroom, and I was always going right by my desk, and I kind of figured it out. And then one day, I'd been working there a couple of weeks, and I was on the other side of the building or something, or I went to the other side of the building, or I don't know exactly what it was, but it was not a different hall. Mm-hmm. And I went and I turned right. Because on the other one, you go down and you turn right. Well, they don't have them arranged that way. It's. I think it's gone for good. It comes. Okay. But anyway, I went in and I turned right and I went to the women's restroom. But you walk into a men's restroom, you know immediately it's a men's restroom because there's urinals.
Right.
I walked into this restroom and I walked all the way across it and went into a stall. And before I realized. This is weird. There's a lot more stalls in this bathroom than there is the other one. And then the door opened and I heard women's voices come in and I just bolted.
What do you mean bolted? How'd you get out?
I went straight out. I left the stall and I went, I'm in the wrong restroom. Sorry.
Funny.
Put my hand over my face so nobody could see me and ran.
Oh, that's good. Oh, is Chris ever going to finish talking?
What? Oh, is he still talking? Chris,
well, let's see how well they stand behind their policy there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have, good point.
Some thoughts on that now, huh?
I like that.
And now I'd like to bring a message to all the fine listeners of the Two Blind Squirrels. Once you're done listening to this fine podcast, just head on over to www.thejesusgeeks.com for another fine Christian podcast brought to you by me. I look forward to having you listen to me soon. All right. Talk to all of you later. Bye.
Yes, definitely.
John
listen
has
to them.
Created a monster.
Well, it's my policy. If you, I don't play a lot of promos, but you're welcome to call
in. You can promote yourself
and contribute
all you want
to the show. And I will definitely. Hey, here's Jose from Milwaukee.
Hey.
Jose Torres, who is the True Love Show podcast. Mm hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. Brad and Faith, this is Jose again. Hope this time you can hear my name right. And yes, you're right. I am Puerto Rican.
Ah.
Puerto Rican de puro corazón.
What did he say?
That was pretty.
Did he just call me something?
That was pretty.
He called me a Buddha something. He said my booty was too big or something.
I hope you figure out what that means.
I know what it means, and you shouldn't be saying it on my show.
Anyways, I'm sorry I missed your call. I was in church.
No.
Services are very, very long. So we start like at 12, and we finish like at 4. Yeah, sometimes.
What?
12 to 4?
You need to find another church. That's completely unacceptable. The Lord has given us the Sabbath to rest.
But he was to church at 12. I'm eating lunch at 12.
No kidding. I'm just
That's when we're leaving.
What do you eat lunch before you go?
We go to church at 9:30. We're out at 12.
Unless I get a nap time, that ain't happening to me. You have nap time at your church? You have a little mat?
You lay down. No, it's nap time.
Okay, it's nap time, everybody. Lay down your mats.
My dad would.
No kidding.
They're really, really long. So anyways, that's the answer. That's the correct answer. And, instead of plugging my podcast like everybody else has been doing lately, I'm going to ask.
Which is thetrueloveshow.mypodcast.com. I'll plug it for him.
Get permission. So, Brad, you've heard my podcast before. At least you said you did.
I did.
So, if you want to tell them about it at mylifeministries.org, you can do so. Thank you. See you later. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, it's a very cool podcast. From what I gather, I've only listened to, I think, 2 episodes. And he has different friends come on. Mm-hmm. And they do a really good job.
Good.
Now, the sound quality, I mean, the music that he plays is really good. He needs to get some better mics, which I obviously also need. But he's just started, so that'll grow. When I first started, he's got better mics than when I first started. But
oh, good.
And he'll learn all that and put it together. It's a good show. It's good conversation. He's a natural when it comes to that.
Oh, you can tell he is.
Yeah, and so it's really good. So there you go.
All righty.
And let's see what we got here.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Devine calling.
Well, hello.
Reading the...
We all need to be in prayer with Devine. Wow, this show is already 20 minutes long.
How'd that happen?
Don't know. Hello, hello. There we go. I'm back. It's Devine. Devine had foot surgery.
Yeah, come back on.
Devine's had like 14 surgeries on his foot or something. It's ridiculous how many he's had. But he's just had his last one, which was a plastic surgery skin graft type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all fixed up now.
Comment that Brad made in the forum about commenting on blogs and realized that I haven't crawled into the show since that time way back when. Almost a year ago now that I called in and sang Faith's song.
Yay! Where's my song?
So I wanted to call in and let you guys
where's my
know.
Song? Where's my song?
Hold on.
I'm doing well. I'm due to go in for another bit of surgery this Friday for a skin graft on my foot.
Okay, that's already happened.
But I wanted to let you know that there have been many days as I've been...
And we lift our minds to call you Chaz. Just would not be nice.
That's his Faith song that Stevie made for him.
I like his version better.
It drags. There's no music.
No, I like it.
Well, I like it too, but it needed music behind it. It needed a hip beat.
No, whatever.
Lying in bed with an aching foot.
Oh, sorry.
That listening to the Two Blind Squirrels zaniness has made a big difference between a difficult, troubling day and a pleasant and at least tolerable day. That applies whether or not Faith does her lovely laugh.
I always laugh, don't I?
Mostly.
So I wanted to thank you guys.
I said it was my number one thing.
And encourage you and...
I love to make you laugh.
Here's some love from your loyal intern. Have a good day.
Thank you,
too.
From
thank
my
you,
loyal intern who sends me all these calls.
Yay.
And tells me who calls and what the time length on them is and everything. It's greatness.
Speaking of time length, wrap it up, mister.
I know we're getting.
I just realized you're gonna be home.
I'll be home tomorrow.
Yay! That just made my day.
Oh, that made my day. That it made your day. We're going to have a moment here, folks. Stick around. Hold on. All right, we'll do one more call, and then we'll wrap it up, because we're really behind on calls.
Okay,
so,
one more.
I'll tough it out here.
Hit me.
How about a call from the famous Jeff Roney.
Hi, Two Blind Squirrels. This is Jeff Roney calling from rainy California. And love your show, and you and Faith do a great job being you and talking about...
We try to be other people. But
it's better to just be us.
Just be us.
Stuff. And so my wife and I were driving along, and so I want to tell you about our stuff.
He's got a good show, Jeff Roney. So RoneyZone.com, and he does it with his wife. And it's not really a couple cast because he does a lot of stuff by himself. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. then they do. They've been lately the ones I've been listening to is she's been on there.
Huh.
And the one I listened to lately, they went for a walk like around their entire block or neighborhood. And they took the recorder with them. So you hear both of them talking, and they're huffing and crossing and yelling at dogs. And it was interesting. It was very good.
No, not all our stuff, but just a little bit of stuff.
And we don't want to hear all of it.
We were driving along, and we saw this person.
Yes.
Kind of cut in front of us.
Oh, that's not good. And it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Was it a white truck? I'm sorry.
I started to do our... not so intelligent person voice. And so, you know, I'm not going to do it for you now because that's, you know, I don't know. That would take away from.
Wait, did you do like a Southern hick voice? Is that what you're trying to say?
But do you have a not so smart person voice that you do maybe in the car?
That's the one I'm doing now.
He does, actually. It's pretty funny.
Or something like that.
You don't understand the things going on. I don't know what's going on out here. You think I know what's going on? That's going on. I had a mirror once.
And my mic's gone. Ah, I'm back.
That when you're driving around and somebody, you know, doesn't use all the mental faculties that God gave them.
What are you trying to say, Jeff Roney?
So, anyway, what is your not too smart person voice?
I always say, that is so rude. That's what I do. I did my mom and dad were in the car yesterday. I said, that is so rude. I hate it. You know, when you come around off our, when you come over the bridge by our house and we turn to go under the bridge on the frontage road?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then the people who sat at the light and then come to the stop sign, you know? So I'm booking, right? And then they pull out in front of me. Do they do that? Do you, at the stop sign? They pull out in front of me, and I just slam on the brakes and like swerve over because these giant semis pull out in front of me all the time. It's very annoying. And I was like, that is so rude. I'm like, give me a break. I can't slow down fast enough. And my dad just went,
Yeah, it makes me mad.
Self-control there, huh?
It makes me mad, so I wait for them to pick a lane, and then I go in the other lane, and
I saw that you did that. I saw that you did that on page, and I went, ooh, that's what I need. Okay, that's what I need to do. So then I pay attention. So then I swerve around. I scared my mom to death. I thought she was going to die.
You can only get away with that when you're by
yourself.
She
was very scared, because I swerved around and jumped on the front, and it jumped on the entrance ramp, and she was like, they're all going to die.
Maybe I'll call you in the voice of the person that I don't think is too smart. So, anyway, talk to you later. See you. Bye.
Bye.
He's going to call in and impersonate Chris Martinez? Is that what he said? Sorry, I got confused.
Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I'm just calling to thank you for inviting everyone to supper. It was a really good show. My only complaint would be that I'm still hungry.
That show, I'm telling you a little piece of trivia. If you stuck this far through the show, 30 minutes into the show, if you stuck this far into it, let me give you a little trivia about the supper show. I could not listen to it. I thought it was a good show and just being there. But when I went back to listen to it, I only got about 2 or 3 minutes into it and I had to stop listening because I started crying.
Because you ignored Helen.
Yes, I realized that I had ignored 3 questions from Helen. Very legitimate questions. And I had told her at the beginning of the podcast, you can hear me telling her that she could participate in the conversation. Me too, Daddy. Can I talk too? Yes, yes. Because I said I had a question for everybody. And she said, me too. And I'm like, yes, you too. And then I proceeded to ignore her for three questions.
Oh.
And it broke my heart.
I'm sorry.
And I had to call her and apologize. I had to stop the show. I called home. She was still at school. Called, finally got a hold of her and apologized. Came home and apologized in person. She appreciated that, though.
So. That was sweet.
Well, it wasn't sweet that I did it.
No, but it was sweet that you realized it and apologized.
Yeah.
When's the next one? Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, well.
Oh, another dinner show.
I didn't know. Nobody else commented on it, but, you know.
Sam listened to it, and he never listens to any shows.
This is true. He did.
He said it was good.
I might give it another shot. Your parents are still here for another couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brad and Faith. John here. And I am just calling to affirm you.
Affirm me?
In the fact that you have this love of dirt. You know, not only did God make man out of dirt, but Jesus in John chapter 9, verse 6, spit on the ground, made some mud, rubbed it on the blind man's eyes, and healed him.
This is true.
Now, amen, see, that brother. Just goes to show you that spit and dirt together can fix any problem. Any problem. And you thought your mother was just wacko when she was like spitting on your face. You know, I tell my kids when they get hurt, I tell them, go rub some dirt on it. You know, it's like, come on. Rub some dirt on it, fixes it up, no problem.
All better.
Enjoy the show, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was John Wilkerson from thejesusgeek.info. He didn't even leave dirt. His thing.
There better not be any dirt.
No dirt. We have a small one here. Let's get rid of this. Was 21 seconds. So let's
get rid. You're getting rid.
No, I'm sorry. I got rid of John's.
Oh, okay.
So that I wouldn't play it again.
Okay. Just making sure.
I wasn't getting rid. Getting rid.
Is there anything there?
Hold on. Let me see. There it goes.
Hi, Brad, Faith. This is Tyrion off the forums. And just calling to let you know how that's pronounced. And it, as I said, is Tyrion.
Tyrion. Well,
good to know, Tyrion. Tyrion participates with us on the three-minute Bible study.
Oh, cool.
So,
which you're very excited about.
It is very cool. I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. You were mentioning that earlier this week on a show. I figured I'd call and let you know when I got a chance. Thank you.
You're welcome. Come join us at 3-Minute Bible Study. We are in Romans 7. All right. Well, that's quite enough, I guess.
Is that good? Oh, perfect timing.
My microphone. Yeah, if I can find the exit music, we'll get out of here. And it's been a pleasure. Join us tomorrow for Chipmunk Friday.
Woohoo!
And is that all?
I guess so. All that's left to say.
Oh, the FCC. Two blind squirrels, where you're guaranteed to only get one side of the argument. Always. We are not fair and balanced. We're cute and sassy. She's cute. I'm sassy. Miles Condeas, everybody.
Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 23. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not under law, but under the grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of leading sin to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and in the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.